Samantha, great to see you. And the little one. Fantastic. COVID. I don't know if you can remember back that far or actually want to remember back that far. Well, at the end of February in 2020, I was returning from Cambodia with some of our youth at Furniture Gully Baptist Church. We'd been on a mission trip. COVID had already started to impact the Asian world. We actually had one of our flights cancelled, had to wait for an extra day when we were coming on the way home. Then the weekend of the 20th to 22nd of March, we were on a church camp at Anglesey. And on that Sunday, lockdowns were announced. Like most other churches, the big question was, how do we do church now? Well, over a couple of weeks, things got worked out. At Ferntree Gully, we recorded a service midweek and put it up on the internet via YouTube. We also burned off a number of DVDs and sent them around to about a third of the congregation at that period of time. One of the issues we faced was music. Initially, Lynn and I recorded ourselves singing songs because it was only going to be for a few weeks, we thought. We then started to look at ways to use pre-recorded songs. Some Christian artists actually were offering a small amount of their songs that you could download and play just for free, and we utilised a few of those for a few weeks. We also, like many other churches, downloaded songs from the internet. But of course, even though we were in COVID, there were still licensing conditions regard to using and singing songs. One of the problems which started to become evident for us at Ferntree Gully was that when downloading songs off the YouTube, then putting them back together again and putting them back up on the YouTube, was that it was actually illegal to do that. To the point that one of my youth who was editing the services told me we had been red flagged and potentially could receive a fine of anything up to $10,000 for doing that. Well, the choice was to ignore that. We weren't making any profit or using the songs for a commercial game, but it was illegal. After a few weeks, I spoke to some of my pastor colleagues. One suggested I look into purchasing some songs from an organisation called Worship Lyric Videos. Worship Lyric Videos actually purchased the right to reproduce the songs and then to sell them on to the churches, like ourselves, to users. Each song cost $4 or $5 to buy. And the deal was, once you paid it once, you could use as many times as you wanted to. There wasn't any conditions after that. Some churches ignore the warnings. And I'm not sure, I think I did hear of a couple of churches which were fined, but I'm not quite certain of very many more. You may not even realise, but even every song that we play on a Sunday morning here, we pay a licence fee. And one of Jenny's other jobs that she does in the office is every week, every Monday, she has to register down every single song that we sing, and every 3 months put it into an organisation called CCLI. So the person who actually wrote those songs get a small amount of money for doing that. It's part of their business. That's how the whole thing was. So just think of Jenny every single week. And if you get onto CCLI, they can tell you how many times a church sings In Christ Alone every year. That's incredible. That's amazing. But that's how it works. Because we are actually paying the people who wrote those. That's their business. And they won't get much money, but they get a small amount of money. And I want us to sing a song now. One of the songs which I purchased and bought, and it's called Be Still. So join me as we sing Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. I hope it's going to work anyhow. Join in when you can. The words will be up on the screen. This is one of those songs. Thank you. go.
Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before Him now with reverence and fear. Presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire, with splendor He is crowned.
Archie purchased just over 100 hymns and songs, which we used continuously through COVID. Actually, Ferntree Gully Baptist Church, because they haven't got a muso, still use the songs now and buying more off Worship Leaf Video. And many churches use those during that period of time. Using music legally or not, does it really matter? Well, as we return today to our series called A Life of Holiness, today we look at submission. Hopefully. I think it's frozen on me there. There we go. Oh. Submission, a part of holiness. And I will look at 1 Peter 2, verses 13 to 14, and we find this. I'm hoping. You're going to have to flick it over for me. The thing's frozen. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. Peter is saying, actually the word of God is saying, believers, Christians, obey the law and the lawgivers. Why? For the Lord's sake, because this honours God. Let's just pray as we think about this just today. Father, as we turn to your servant Peter, as he wrote these words for us to be aware of and to be guided by, we pray this morning as we think about submission in a variety of ways, we just pray that you'll just lead us and guide us in our thoughts and our decisions which we come out of this service today. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, as we come today looking at submission, let's spend a short time looking at first submission to the law, then submission to those who are over us, and most importantly, submission to God. You're going to have to do it for me, Risa. Flick it through, please. Submission just to the law. And once more, 1 Peter 2:16, you'll find, live as free men and women, but do not use your freedom as a cover for evil. Primary Peter is actually thinking of Jewish people here. Jewish people tried to live religiously by the law. Doing that, they were trying to please God by the law, being righteous in his eyes. But they struggled and could never do it. But now we live under grace. The law is still good, God's law, but not required for righteousness. We're now free from the law, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, actually, as you'll find in Luke, as Luke writes in Acts 2, referring to the prophet Joel, and now we're led in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so Peter says, you are free from having to keep the law to be righteous, accepted by God, but you still have to keep the law of the land and obey the lawgivers because it actually honours God. And it is what's required for his children. And that's the same for us in 2025. Yes, the laws have changed so much and keep on changing as well. But God says, obey them, keep them. What are some of the laws, regulations you think you might have trouble with today in our day in 2025? What do you reckon some of the laws you may struggle keeping? Speeding? Surely not, Lillian. Daryl, I'll speak to you afterwards, okay? Paying a bill on time. No, that's, yeah, okay. Yep, yep. What's some other things you may struggle with in keeping the law? Any other thoughts? I got three. Taxes. Not to declare and no one will know. Road laws, copyright music, computer software, illegal DVDs. If you actually know what a DVD is, young people, it's a round thing. I don't know. Thanks, reset. I don't know if it's going to flick. Yeah. When I was helping to lead one of the youth groups at Aberfeldy Baptist Church, we were having a sleepover on a Friday night. Should I say it was a wakeover? Wasn't a sleepover at all. We decided to watch the DVD Kung Fu Panda was what we were going to watch on the Friday night. Nothing Christian about it at all. Just a good fun one, movie type thing. I was offered a burnt DVD by just one of the youth. Said, we could use this one. He didn't own the original either. I said, no, I'm going to go and hire one. I don't think we can do that. Actually, I'm not quite certain we're aware of what we do in this church here, but at Fernsey Gully Baptist Church, when we showed a DVD for a congregation or a group, you have to actually pay a license for that as well. You can show one at home, but you actually can't show one to a group of people. You've got to pay a license for that one as well. What can be, and is often some of our reasoning for not keeping the law, the regulations? I put down a few things. Well, everyone does it. It won't hurt anyone. That's a stupid law. They should change the law. And in some cases, I totally agree. But until they do, that's the law. And I know sometimes you get frustrated at speed limits, but that's the law. And you've got to keep it. And of course, if you don't keep it, possibly you get fined. Or perhaps the other one is, oh, well, I didn't vote for so-and-so anyhow. But that's not what the scripture's saying. Obey whoever is in authority of your position at the same time. The king, for us, it's a prime minister. For premiers, for the police. And Paul reminds us not only to submit to the leaders, but in 1 Timothy 2:1-2, he says, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. We are to pray for our leaders as well. Peter then goes on to write about slaves and masters, and we find in 1 Peter 2:18 to 20. Slaves, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to those, to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of a conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. What credit is if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, that this is commendable before God. Slaves, servants, first century slaves generally were treated and were not only unskilled labourers, but often they were some managers, overseers and trained members of various professions. They were normally paid for their service, and some could actually expect to eventually purchase their freedom. Nevertheless, they were not, their service was not voluntary. They were still in that role as a servant slave. Even though there's no exact parallel to such servant slave status which we experience in Australia, the fact that this was by the most common kind of employee-employer relationship, there's lots of parallels which are applicable to our workplace, to the work environment. How should we as Christians, how should we work under somebody, just under a boss and those sort of things? I put a few things down. Well, not only when their eyes are on you, but you should be working strongly all the time with sincerity of heart, as working for the Lord. I used to work for the SEC, and I worked there for 13 years prior to resigning from there and studying at the Bible College of Victoria. I would occasionally get criticism from my colleagues. You're working too hard. You always keep morning tea exactly to the time. You don't cheat on your flex time. You don't take sick days whenever you want to. I actually left the SEC with just over 100 days of unused sick leave, which I wasn't paid for. But I always took my leave. I didn't leave with any holidays because I took those off to have a break. Thinking about those over us, I want to suggest it can also prefer to school teachers. See, back in 2,000 years ago, there was tutors, which were servants, and they would teach and guide children up until a certain age. So that was a relationship there. The other relationship is children and parents. Scripture specifically calls for children to obey your parents. There's a caveat as well. Parents, don't frustrate your children either. So there's a balanced one in there as well. But why obey, listen to? That's frozen again for me. You'll need to flick it over. 1 Peter 2:25 says, it is commendable before God, and Colossians 3:22, in reverence for the Lord. That's why we obey. Not just for ourselves, not just because it's the law, but we honour God in what we do. Peter in 1 Peter 5 adds another group of people to obey. Submission to pastors, church leaders, elders. Verse 2 and 3 gives a caveat. Not for dishonest gain, nor as being lords over the flock, but as examples. He's really saying, yes, you are put inside as leaders, but you're not there just to rule over the whole thing. You are there to lead and to guide and to help through all those sort of things. And Paul expands on Peter's point in Colossians 3, verse 22. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes on you, and to carry their favour, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And that was my aim always, working. Yes, I was getting paid by the SEC, but by the government. But I was working for the Lord in all that I did. And I did the best that I possibly could because I was working for the Lord, not for man. Always a thing that I try to do. But then in most importantly, Peter speaks about our submission to God. In 1 Peter 2, second part of verse 16, live as servants of God. 1 Peter 2, 17, show proper respect to everyone, love the brotherhood of believers, fear God. 1 Peter 2, 25, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. Submission to God means those sorts of things. When we talk about servants of God, even though you may remember, I think it was a Sunday week back, I spoke about that we have been, there's an adoption. We have changed from one family, from the world, we've now changed to a new one. We're part of the kingdom. We've been adopted. And that's how it is. And that's how come we are children. But also, in another sense, we are like a slave-servant relationship. For we owe God our whole lives and being. Yes, free, within the ability to choose to do what one wants to do, but with submission to God. And with regard to fear, we find in Psalm 111 verse 10 reminds us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Fear here is not about being afraid. Fear here is to respect, to honour, to look up to have a higher obligation. I often, it concerns me sometimes when I hear people, I understand how you can do it, that Jesus and I are friends and buddies. I'm going, no, it's not that way. And I'm concerned with that one because I think the reverence, and I think even today, the reverence and fear of the Lord God of all creation, who if he chose, could decide now to wipe the whole thing out. That's the power that he has. That's who he is. That's the God who by grace gave his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for your sin. The one and only God who created all things. And that, for me, is an awesome thing to keep in mind. That's the fear of the Lord, the right understanding of who this God is. And as we think about here, and he speaks about, for you like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd, an overseer of your soul. Overseer of our soul? We don't journey in our Christian life now alone. You may remember a couple of weeks ago at Easter, remember the picture of the parachute and the truck? Remember that one? The parachute was a symbol that we have been saved by. That's our safety. It wasn't the parachute. But the truck waiting to pick you up was that you're never alone. We journey in our life now as Christians, like the overseer of our soul, cares for us on our journey all the way through. And you've got to remember that one. I know life is not easy. It can be really horrendous. But you're not journeying it by yourself. God never promised, ever, that you wouldn't have any illness. He never promised you that things wouldn't go wrong, but he said, I'll be with you through all those times. There's a great, and I think it was in the news sheet, Dawn, I think you had it down, my favourite verse, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. There's a translation issue which sometimes goes wrong, and he will direct your paths. I think the NIV here says, he will make your pathway straight. That's not a correct translation. He will direct your paths. Through the awkward times and bad times, he is always there. You do not journey alone. But there will be times when this won't be easy. And we'll be looking in a 2 weeks' time when we think about this submission. See, the one problem we have is with the freedom which we now have, we may not submit to God. Salvation is secure, But don't expect God to bless and a blessing from God and the Lord God use you in the kingdom's sake if you won't submit to him and listen to him. And we'll be thinking about this in 2 weeks' time. And it's the last one in this series, something which I've titled Stumbling Blocks to Holiness. Stumbling Blocks to Holiness. But as I put in the news sheet, there will be times when submission to God will and has to come first. In Acts 5 verse 29, we find when the apostles were arrested for preaching about Jesus, they did not resist. However, when told to stop preaching Jesus, they replied, "We must obey God rather than men." They appealed to a higher authority and continued to preach Jesus openly, even though it led to persecution. Can you think of anything in our modern day Australia when that could be a parallel just for us? I know COVID, a lot of people got their knickers in a knot about that one, but we could still do church. Perhaps not in the way that we'd like to do it, but we weren't restricted from doing church. Can you think of any other things? Yeah, Samantha. Yep. That's one for us, yeah. Any other ones you can think of? I know of one which is a legal thing, and actually it is possible just to be sent just as a jail for. If a person, and it's actually interesting, so one of the guys, Sam Albury, who's speaking next sort of week at Men's Convention, he would very openly, if you read any of his books, would say that he's a same-sex attracted man, but he lives a celibate life. And he's prayed and asked God to release him from that. And he said, at this time, God hasn't done. And in his great wisdom, that's quite okay with me, he said. But it's actually illegal. If a person comes to you and prays that they will be released from being in a same-sex attraction or and that sort of thing, it's actually illegal to pray for that in Australia at this time. You're not allowed to do that. You can do it, but I'm saying you actually can just go to jail for that at this period of time. There's not many other things, though, at this period of time, but can I caveat that one? At this time. Things are changing so fast in the Christian world. Yes, Samantha? Yeah, true. You're right as well. Yep. Many don't realise these things, but things are changing. Some passages we have been thinking of just today are these ones. 1 Peter 2:13. Submit yourself for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king, a supreme authority, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong. 1 Peter 2:15. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. 1 Peter 2:25, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. When we give into these and don't obey the law, I believe our journey in holiness is hindered. It's not about being better than anybody else or higher just moralistically. As believers, we're encouraged to be humble. It's about obeying God, allowing him to mould your soul and grow you in holiness by our actions for others to see God. In 1 Peter 3, verses 10 following, we find Peter actually quotes from Psalm 34. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. They are on you. And his ears are attentive to their prayer, something which we'll be doing in a few minutes. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. What things have we spoken about today that may be a challenge to the way you live, the things you do? Maybe when you drive home, you'll be thinking, oh, goodness, 60K. Oh, what's the speedo doing? Maybe it's when you tax time is coming up, you think, I could put that in. No one will know. It will never be found out. You know who's watching? The Lord God. Keep that in mind. It's a challenge for me. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means at all. Don't get me wrong here, but it's a challenge for me to live a life of holiness continually for me, because I want to honour God in all that I do. And if you want to grow in holiness, if you want to be an effective servant of God, you want God to use you, if you want to experience that abundant life, that full life that Jesus promised in John 10:10, if you want to grow in holiness, then you've got to submit. You have to obey the laws of the land. The only time we don't is when it comes in direct opposition to what God and his word directs. And currently there isn't too many of those at this time. I want to pray for you and I want to pray for me. Because I'm challenged by this as well. But I read it in God's word and I've got to obey. I don't care less who you voted for, whether you wanted Labor or I don't care who you voted for. They are the ones that God's put in place and it's their law and we've got to obey it at this time. That's how it is. And that's what God says. And we honour God. It's not about them. It's about honouring God and submitting to him. Let's pray. Father, please help us as we continue to journey, as we continue a life of working towards holiness. Father, as we think about the laws of the land, as we think about people who we work for or serving at this time, Father, I pray for the leadership of pastors and leadership team and elders of the church here, Lord, to lead well and in that way honouring you, and help us to be listening to them as well, to be guided by them as well. Father, we most of all, in all our journey, may we honour you in all you. You are the Lord God of creation. By your word, you created all things. And by your word, if you wanted to, you could stop all things as well. Help us to have a reverent fear of who you are, but the love and grace which you give to us as well. We ask in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I'm going to invite the singers and the musos to come forward.